Today, I'm going to ask you a question that, depending on how you answer, may save you quite a bit of money and warm a few sleepless nights. How many of you have images on your website, Facebook pages or blogs that you haven't actually purchased, that you've merely borrowed from another site or even taken from Google Images itself? Maybe you found something really great on Pinterest and you thought that would be fantastic to use. Okay, what I'm going to say to you now is really important. Take those images off your site, your Facebook page or your blogs now. Now, why would I say that? So far in the last 2 months, I've heard from three people who've had very strong letters from Getty Images, which have cost them rather a lot of money. This is because they hadn't realised that they didn't own that image. One of the reasons was that the image was actually bought on behalf of somebody, but it was put in the wrong name. And that was bad enough because they legally didn't own it. But the other two had literally picked up photographs from Pinterest with some lovely pictures and some great words on it that were really important and related to their business. And they used them. Now, they might have got away with that if it had been on their own personal site, if it had been on their Facebook pages. But the minute it goes onto a business site, a company website, or to illustrate a company blog, then it would be deemed as being there in order to help you make money. And it has changed its purpose. If I've got you scurrying off to your website, blogs and Facebook pages to remove pictures, it's important that you also remove them from your uploaded gallery, as these pictures have special code embedded in them. And there's a massive computer somewhere in the world spending all its time tracking them down. And they are hitting lots of very, very small businesses. And the sort of sums that the letters come and ask you for start off around about £1,800. There are a lot of very good stock photographs that you can buy online that don't cost you a great deal of money. Or you can use local photographers to make the site really personalised to you. And if you want to, on my website, which is www.whitenightmarketing.co.uk, and on my blog, I actually list a couple of these sites that you can go to. And on that blog as well, there's a very, very good article that actually talks about the copyright laws and about this particular image with Getty, the particular problem with Getty Images. So if you found this tip useful, please pass it on to others. You may be helping them more than you realise, to the tune of £1,800. Thank you. Bye-bye.